how do we mature? Is the question I want to ask you to ponder. How do we mature? Because, and yes, in general, but speaking in specifics about what we are traveling through with art and music and media, creativity, technology, what we're traveling through, how do we mature? Because it seems to me that we can be creatures of habit, and we can get in the same kind of ruts. You know, you drive down a dirt road and you see, oh, okay, there's where the cars have been going. They've been kind of going the same way at the same pace forever. And sometimes finding your rhythm is a really good and healthy thing. But how do we mature in this area? Because we all take in a lot of art every day. A lot of really profound, profane, beautiful, all kinds of art. So I would like to ask you to consider how you mature. So I just want you to hold that. Wherever you want to hold that, it's not a discussion thing for right now. It's just, how do you mature? Because what I want to do to end this morning is show us a clip from a movie. And at the beginning of this, I said, hey, we're going to ask you to watch some things. We're going to ask you to not watch others. We're going to engage with things. I'm going to ask you to watch a movie this week. And I don't know if we're going to engage it next week because we might be doing Serving Sunday next Sunday or the week after. But some of you have seen this, I'm sure. Some of you haven't. I'm sure of that, too. I would be really surprised if it was 100%. So have you guys seen The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
Yes.
How many have it? How many have not? Okay, so those of you that haven't, I want to ask you to try to find it somewhere in your life if that is difficult for you.
That's a good soundtrack.
Hopefully this is going to play. I think I have the clip queued up, but I want to... If you took notes, or if you're taking notes on your phone or a piece of paper, I want to share this with you. I'm going to keep reading different places where the mystery of God is discussed. So this is Colossians chapter 1, 26 and 27. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to his own holy people. For it has pleased God to tell his people that the riches and glory, the riches, the glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. This is the mystery. This is the secret. Christ lives in you, and this is your assurance that you will share in his glory. So when you think about how do you mature, when you think about what's it look like for something to be spiritual, I want you to consider discovering the mysteries of God that abound truly everywhere. So let's see if we can get this to work or if it's still going to keep doing that. This is week 3 of the media series, all things related to art and music and technology, all kinds of stuff we're going to experience together. And if you missed a week or two, we are recording every single week. Next up is Clint, and he might do 2 weeks in a row. Matt's going to be right after him, then I'll be back in. So they'll all be recorded, and they're available on the odfchurch.org website. You can go there. Right there for you to listen to at our little home. So if you want a piece of paper and a pen, those are still coming around. I don't know why they're coming around so slowly. Maybe because the paper's all the same. Just pick one color. Let me start like we did last week. Anybody have any comments? What did you hear last week? What did you experience? What did you hear last week?
I was
going to
watch
a lot of it, right? Oh, yeah.
It was like how to make
it.
Yep.
Anybody? Christian?
Can you choose, like, pick our favorite song and just listen to it?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Anybody else? Would you hear a quote to begin this week? Everything has beauty, not everyone sees it. So says Confucius. Everything has beauty, not everyone sees it. So says Confucius, which you really do need to say in that voice, Confucius. Everything has beauty. And that's one of the underlying premises where we started this whole conversation with everything has the mystery of God in it. Let's discover what it is and where it is. All truth is God's truth. Everything on the planet is spiritual. So, I want to remind us that we're going to keep looking for the mystery. So when I said last week we read Ephesians 3, 6, and 7, and I said, where can you find the mystery of God in what we're watching? Where can you find God's beautiful mystery in what we're listening to? And that is why, as Christian reminded us, that I asked you guys to listen to a song last week. And before we do that, I want to say this. I want to ask this. There's approximately 32 of us. So I would like the groups to be 5 people. And I would like there to be a student leader in every group. So if we could do it like this, listen to me very, very closely. I would like them to be spread out enough to where you can still see, because we are going to watch a couple things. But I want them as spread out as we can. So groups of 5 with the student leader facilitating each group.
Be very wrong if I asked you for your number.
No.
Just in case I ever, you know, had to call you about. I thought this phone was all about selling me as my most valuable possession.
You really like me? Even my frock.
I love your frock.
My hair, it's not too brown.
I love brown. Fringe is the best bit.
We have to go! I'm not going to this dorky friend that's about to solve me. Okay, I'm coming!
You will.
Oh, man. Lights? Lights? So, the same 2 questions. How did that make you feel? First, everybody gets a chance to share. And did it make you want to do anything? Second, did it make you want to do anything? How did it make you feel? Did it make you want to do anything?